If nothing else, let us respect this, dear ones, and let our life radiate as truly exceptional, since he also himself confirms this as a definite sign of deep friendship, namely, the sharing of his secrets with us. As he says in St. John 15:15, "From now on I do not call you servants, for you are all my friends, for everything that I have heard from my Father I have shared with you. This means I have placed trust in you. Now if trust alone is a testament of friendship, imagine the magnitude of love when he has not only shared with us the mysteries through words, but also granted us the same through actions. Even if we don't regard the fear of hell as highly significant, ingratitude and lack of appreciation to such a generous friend and benefactor should be more frightening than hell itself. Let's behave not like employed laborers, but like sons and free people, performing all activities out of love for our Father. Let's finally stop clinging to the world to also outdo the Greeks. For even now, though I long to challenge them, I hesitate, fearing that even if we surpass them in our arguments and teachings, the comparison of our lifestyles may elicit much ridicule, given that they stick to erroneous beliefs and lack such conviction, yet adhere to philosophy while we do the exact opposite. Regardless, I will say it. Perhaps in learning how to counter them, we might, through healthy competition, strive to improve our own way of life."